So when you're judging a non-pro class, what are some of the top credit earning behaviors or things that you're looking for in a run? Like, what do you like to see?
That's a real good question. What I like to see is you want to see confidence first and foremost. You also want to see everything go together smoothly. You don't want to see haggard cuts. You don't want to see herky-jerky motion. You want to see everything to be smooth and easy. You want to have it look, and I know this is non-professional class, but you want it to look, you know, professional in the fact that that rider drives up there and cuts their cow and puts their hand down and not, you know, reining, you know, moving the reins to the left and the horse's head goes to the right or vice versa. And so I just look at everything going smooth and easy, you know, much like a good sports play, if you will. When that play works well, the offense, you know, seems to move in unison and allows, and it, then it looks like it, wow, that, you know, it looks almost too easy. And that's what I look for, knowing full well that only happens every so often, but that's what we all shoot for.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and when you said you're looking for confidence, are you talking about confidence in the horse, the rider being confident? What are you looking for when you use that word?
I want to see both people confidence. You know, you don't want to see the horse, you don't want to watch the non-pro and horse walk into the show or ring and then the horse look over its shoulder, you know, throw its head up like, who's this rider? You know, so you want to see the horse and rider kind of have an idea of who each other are. And then also, I want to see the rider walk through there and not be, I hate to say the word panicked, but that word comes to mind a lot, you know, when they're cutting their cattle and, you know, what do I do? And they're looking for their trainer to tell them what to do, or, you know, they're looking for assistance. Uh-huh. And we all need help. I still get coached from the side sometimes, and you know, we all have mental breakdowns, if you will, and we need that extra little bit of advice. But you want to see that person kind of walk in there, you know, have an idea what cattle are there, what's been cut, what's been not cut, and, you know, and try to walk up there and cut in a smooth manner, in an efficient manner. And so that's where I have a look of confidence. It, you know, they don't have to look like, you know, Austin Shepherd in the Futurity Finals running through there to cut a cow, but they don't need to look like they're scared to death.